Hi, and welcome to Keypoint Review Unit 10, Client Representation Agreements. We're about halfway through the national Keypoint Reviews. Good job. And we'll try to get through all of this today in under 10 minutes. Listing agreement is an employment contract between a real estate broker and a property seller. An exclusive listing agreement must be in writing to be enforceable in all states. Special agent. The broker is a special agent of the seller in an exclusive listing agreement. Broker-principal relationship. As an agent, the broker is authorized to represent the principal and the principal's real estate to consumers. Real estate sales associate is a general agent of the broker and can carry out listing services only in the name of and under the supervision of the broker. Exclusive right to sell listing. One broker is appointed as the seller's sole agent, and if the property is sold while the listing is in effect, the broker is entitled to a commission no matter who sells the property. Exclusive agency listing authorizes one broker to act as the sole agent of the seller, but allows the seller to retain the right to sell the property without obligation of payment to the broker. Open listing, also called a non-exclusive listing. The seller retains the right to employ any number of brokers. The seller is obligated to pay a commission only to the broker who successfully produces a ready, willing, and able buyer, and the seller is not obligated to pay a commission if the seller personally sells the property without the aid of a broker. Net listing is a listing in which the excess over the seller's desired net from the sale is paid to the broker as compensation. This may be prohibited by state law, and it is illegal in Massachusetts. Multiple listing clause permits cooperation with other brokers in the multiple listing service, MLS. Termination of seller representation agreement can happen when the purpose is fulfilled, such as the house being sold, the term expires, the term of the contract, property is destroyed, title to the property is transferred by operation of law, such as bankruptcy, broker and seller mutually agree to end the contract, either the broker or seller breaches the contract, or either party dies or becomes incapacitated. Exclusive listings. All exclusive listings should have a definite termination date and should not have an automatic extension provision. The broker protection clause preserves a broker's right to compensation if, within a certain number of days after the listing agreement expires, the owner transfers the property to a purchaser who was brought to the seller by the listing agent, the listing broker. Listing presentation is usually made by a sales associate of the broker and is the job interview with a prospective client, the property owner. A listing presentation, during that, the sales associate presents information about the firm, the market, and how the firm can provide the best service to the owner. Comparative market analysis, CMA. The sales associate also makes a CMA to include in the listing presentation to help the seller have a realistic idea of the price range in which the subject property falls. Disclosures of agency relationships and property condition are important consumer protection safeguards and may be required by law. Think about our discussions about the mandatory disclosure form, the notice in Massachusetts. Disclosure of personal property in a listing agreement. The listing agreement must specify any personal property that will be included in the sale of the real estate, as well as any fixtures or other items that will be excluded from the sale. Disclosure of leased equipment should be identified in the lease listing agreement. Home warranty. A seller may make a home warranty policy available for the buyer. A home warranty covers service, repair, or replacement of major home appliances and systems. Homeowners insurance and home warranties are not the same. Buyer representation agreement is an employment contract in which a prospective property buyer employs a broker for the purpose of finding a suitable property. Buyer representation continued, state law may specify the type of agreement that is available to the broker when representing a buyer. Agency relationship with buyer. In an agency relationship, the broker will have a fiduciary responsibility to the buyer. Exclusive buyer representation is when the buyer works with only one broker, but the broker is free to represent other buyer clients. The buyer's broker compensation will be by a retainer, a flat fee for services, an hourly rate, a percentage of the purchase price, or some other combination of these methods. The source of buyer's compensation does not determine the relationship of the parties and is always compensation. Let's try that one again. The source of the buyer's broker compensation, the source does not determine the relationship of the parties and compensation is always negotiable. Buyer representation agreement is terminated when the purpose is fulfilled. Term expires, the broker and buyer mutually agree to cancel the agreement, broker or buyer breaches the terms of the agreement, or broker or buyer dies or becomes incapacitated. Okay, now I can get excited. Woo! Last slide. Keep up your hard work. We are not perfect. We are perfectly imperfect, and we are unstoppable. We never give up. It's those difficult times that inform the next wonderful time. And it's a series of trade-offs of events, of wins and losses. William Bradley Pitt, actor and film producer. See you in class soon.